This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of middle summer. When corn is tasseling and tomatoes are ripe and zucchinis are spreading like lemmings, then all the middle summer flowers come into bloom. Purple loosestrife lizards, tail Queen Anne's lace, wild petunia, bouncing bet dayflowers, sow thistles, white verbane, dogbane, black-eyed Susan, figwort, germander, pokeweed, St. John's wort, teasel, wild lettuce, wood mint, wood nettle, leaf cup, touch me not, lopseed and avens are all blossoming in the woods and fields. The potato and summer apple harvests begin under the auspices of the field corn tassels and the red tomatoes and the giant zucchini. The first of the midsummer hostas and the gay feathers show in the garden as thistle down unravels and Asiatic lilies enter full bloom. Water striders hatch in the ponds just as alewives head back to the Atlantic from their estuaries along the east coast. The behavior of raccoons and possums and groundhogs becomes erratic in the dog day heat. Fledgling robins, blackbirds, and blue jays are in the honeysuckle bushes eating red and orange berries. Young great blue herons leave their rookeries, and soon the ruffed winged swallows will lead the fall migration south. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of middle summer. In the meantime, listen for cicadas to be singing the sound of the year's high tide.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.